Regular computers, including your smartphone, can do a lot of cool stuff, but some data sets are so big that normal PCs just don't cut it. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA Sarah Bowden visits the Pittsburgh Supercomputing Center, where a new machine will be constructed next year.
The new computer, called Bridges 2, will replace the current computer, Bridges 1. On the ground floor of a mostly empty Monroeville office building, 920 servers whir loudly in metal cabinets. If the current machine is the supercomputing equivalent of professional soccer player Megan Rapinoe, then the next computer will be at least 3 Megan Rapinoes.
Maybe 10? Do you know what you're trying to do?
Nick Nystrom is the chief scientist at the Pittsburgh Supercomputing Center. He says Bridges 1's artificial intelligence capabilities have propelled many fields forward, including breakthroughs in material science.
Different combinations of elements or different structures that have never been found before, and they have very interesting properties.
Such as producing energy more efficiently. Bridges 1 also plays poker and can run complex simulations, which might, for example, cut the time and expense for pharmaceutical research. Nystrom says Bridges 2 should be operational by next fall. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Sarah Bowden.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Covestro LLC. More information is available at covestro.us.